Donald Trump has been formally nominated as the Republican Party's candidate for the U.S. presidential election in November. At the party's convention in Ohio, a state-by-state vote confirmed that Mr. Trump had enough support to become the nominee. James Cook reports from Cleveland.
Over the past year, the property developer from New York has turned American politics upside down, attracting both support and disgust with a potent mix of populist rhetoric. He sealed the nomination at the party's convention in Cleveland in a roll call of results from primary elections around the country. The moment was stage managed, so Mr. Trump's home state put him over the line. His son, Donald Jr., confirming the result from New York with the words, "Congratulations, Dad, we love you."
An estimated 50,000 people have been rounded up, sacked or suspended from their jobs by Turkey's government in the wake of the failed coup last week. The purge of soldiers, police and officials deemed to be less than loyal to President Recep Tayyip Erdogan was extended on Tuesday to include teachers, university deans and the media. The government says they are allied to the US-based preacher Fethullah Gulen, who it accuses of directing the coup. Selin Giret in Istanbul says the extent of the arrests have raised several questions.
If these people are all supporting Gulenist movements, as the government suggests, how in the first place they were able to infiltrate in such numbers and into such significant positions within the state bureaucracy and police force and the army? And the question is whether Mr. Erdogan and the government is using the suppression of the coup attempt as an opportunity to further enhance their powers.
President Obama has spoken to President Erdogan to offer assistance in any investigation into the failed coup. The White House said the two leaders discussed Mr. Gulen, and any potential extradition request from Turkey would be looked at under the terms of a treaty between the two countries. Scientists say last month was the warmest June on record, and global temperatures for the first 6 months of 2016 are an average 1.5 degrees Celsius hotter than pre-industrial levels. Here's Ben Lowings.
US climate monitors say 2016 will be the hottest year on record for a third consecutive year. Their monthly assessment highlights a range of disturbing anomalies. For instance, the extent of sea ice around the poles being below average. The Paris Agreement calls for restricting global temperature rise to well below 2 degrees Celsius, or 1.5 degrees if possible. This data appears to confirm that the lower threshold has already been reached. It also suggests that pressure to implement the deal this year will increase if the more achievable target is to be met.
BBC News. The Brazilian Supreme Court has overruled a decision ordering mobile phone operators to indefinitely block access to WhatsApp. The president of the court said the ruling had been disproportionate because the service is so widely used in Brazil. Earlier, a lower court ruled that Facebook, which owns the service, had refused to cooperate with repeated requests to hand over information to criminal investigators. The Prime Minister of France, Manuel Valls, has warned the National Assembly there will be more terrorist attacks and more deaths in the country. He said France would have to learn to live with the threat of outrages like the attack in Nice last week.
Nous serons confrontés à d'autres attaques. Et même si ces mots sont difficiles...
We will be confronted with other attacks, and even if these words are hard to say, it's my duty to do so. There will be other attacks and there will be other innocent people killed. We must not become accustomed, never become accustomed to the horror, but learn to live with this menace.
The World Food Programme has launched an appeal for $200 million to help it provide emergency assistance for 7 countries affected by drought in southern Africa. Failed harvests have left 18 million people facing hunger in Lesotho, Madagascar, Mozambique, Swaziland, Zambia, Zimbabwe and Malawi. Officials in Mali say at least 17 soldiers were killed when a heavily armed man overran their base in the central town of Nampala. About 30 others were wounded. A recently formed group said it carried out the assault in response to attacks on the Fulani ethnic group by the Malian army. A major sewage leak in California has forced the authorities to close all the beaches in Long Beach, south of Los Angeles. A damaged pipeline split as repairs were being carried out on Tuesday, releasing more than 9 million litres of sewage into the Los Angeles River. BBC News.
更多内容请关注可可英语可可net.com